Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Ahoy! It's the Ace Man, and we're out at sea. Well, we might not be able to purchase a car, but what about you? You landlubbers. Ha-ha! I always thought it was landlubber, because you love land, but it's a landlubber. Real confusing. I'll get to cummerbund later on, but first, true car. Now, some tips. Tips you may not know. Inflate your tires. You know how I feel about that. Get all the weight out of the junk in the trunk. You'll get better mileage that way. Here's another tip you might not know. True Car also helps you get used cars with a certified dealer network and a national inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you're looking new or used. Find out what other people paid for the same car. Apples to apples, and pick up your ride. Enjoy faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers nationwide. So when you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, you always go with True Car.
Live from the Explorer of the Seas, this is the Adam Carolla Show. With Gina Grad on news, Paul Bryan on sound effects, and around the Rotten Tomatoes game. And now, this is his second cruise this year. The first one was when he went on the Avril Lavigne fan cruise. Adam Carolla!
Get on mandate, get it on. Do I sit there or
sit here?
I always never remember that. Hey, man, thanks you guys for coming out. It just gets bigger and better every year, and you guys get drunker and fatter, so it's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah, tip the boat over. Welcome Gina Grad, everybody.
Hey!
And Bald Brian. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. This has been great. We're going to keep it going. And I got my buck slip, so I got some observations. Just moments ago, I was in my room. I should say this as it pertains to on-ship etiquette. I wanted to use the bathroom very quickly before I went up on stage because we all know that feeling of having to take a leak sometime around, you know, blah, 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 and before the news, and it's very uncomfortable. And I went in there on the port side, and somebody had destroyed the bathroom.
Too many visits to the wind jam.
Turns out it was the... there was some wind blowing around.
Boom. Jamming things up.
I had to take a leak, but I was offered up a stall with a door.
Boom.
And I walked in, and somebody said, go ahead and use the stall. And as I took one step in, a faint voice from the sink said, careful, I blew that out moments ago.
Wow. They admitted to it readily.
Yes, it was the guitar. Proudly. It was the lead guitarist from Loxy, by the way. Now,
you didn't have to say that.
Can I say this? On my shitting etiquette is don't do it at work, especially not at sea, though. Like, I feel like you have your own toilet with a room number in front of it.
Yeah.
Please make haste to your own toilet, destroy your own room, and possibly even enjoy it to some degree. How can you destroy the public bathroom on the Lido deck when you have your own shitting quarters? We'll explore that in more detail. But that's a
hate crime.
It really is. Yeah. It was an attack.
It's aggressive.
Yes, and by the way, the white privilege, you can't play that card when someone has destroyed a bathroom. That's an equal opportunity. A nostril attacker. Anyway, I took a leak. I got up on stage.
I was back in the, I was in my room moments before I came out here, and I was flipping through the TV, which I have no control over. Yeah. Not only, it's like one minute I'm two clicks away from ESPN and college football, and the next minute I'm watching my parents have sex from the 70s. Like, I can't find anything. Right. It's not there. I turn on the TV next time. It's nothing. Yeah. It's guys talking about safety instructions when you go out onto the ice. No hot dogging.
Yeah.
But I did see my favorite channel, which is the one where it's just the camera that's mounted at the front of the ship.
Yes.
And it's just like,
the
It, look, there is nothing more soothing than just cutting through the ocean. And then they're immediately calming, immediately soothing. Yes.
How is that your favorite channel? That's the world's saddest channel. You could go to the front of the boat and see it with your own eyes.
Right.
But you're in your room watching it on TV.
But this is a good point. I'm glad you brought this up. Oh, okay.
Show's over. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Mahalo.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking about, which is...
How sad this is.
This is awesome. I could be at the front of the boat. I also was doing a weird thing where I actually spent 20 minutes on the treadmill, which is on the front of the boat, and I actually jog about the same speed the boat travels. So I sort of felt like I was either moving the boat or keeping up with the boat. It's a weird thing. Like, hey, I'm running on the ocean. There's a part of my reptilian brain that's freaking out right now. So I was watching the channel, and I thought, this is awesome, but we don't really need it because all I have to do is look out of the fucking window, and I have the same view, and all I have to do is step out onto the deck or go into the gym, and I have the same view. And I thought, this is a great channel, and it is very necessary everywhere but on the goddamn boat. If they could pump this shit into my house in La Cañada,
that would be an awesome
channel.
That's
where we need
it.
Because I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I just met with the counselor, and they said Sonny was retarded and gay, and fucking Natalia said, you're not my dad, and slammed the door, and my wife's pissed off, and the dog just took a dump in the living room. I want to then not turn on C-SPAN at that point and find out whatever tweet Trump set out. I want to see this channel at home. So I'm here to tell you, pump this shit into every living room across the nation, but unnecessary here.
Yeah.
It should be a channel in every other hotel room.
Like,
imagine you're somewhere else.
Right.
Not here.
Right. So when I'm that always reminds me, because when I went to the Detroit Marriott, I was at the Detroit Marriott, and I was up on the second floor, and it was snowing, and I was looking at the freeway, and, you know, there's, like, signs on the freeway, like, free abortions and dental work, you know, or just, we'll replace any tooth for $11, and it was snowing, and there was a guy, like, there was a cigarette machine and a guy trying to smoke, and I was, like, looking at it. It was such a sad tableau. And then I turned on the TV, and it was other destinations in the Marriott family, and Kauai, Maui, Hitler's Eagle's Nest, you know, like, you can stay there. And that made me insanely depressed. So let's take this channel and let's push it out to our home, shall we, people?
Yeah. Yes.
And we don't need it here. And if you find yourself watching it in your room, you're a loser, unless you're a band member who needs to take a shit, in which case you are a hero. Thank you. Let's see else I wrote. Oh, I tried to take a shower today. That didn't work out.
That's a tough shower.
Well, first off, the promise of the gooseneck.
Yeah.
You know, this thing is like, oh, I can control the heavens with this. You know, I'll take it.
It's a wand.
It's a wand.
It's like magic.
I'm king of all I survey with this fucking cord that shoots out water at 2 PSI. Yeah. And
it was very soft.
I found myself like arguing with the thing and turning the thing and everything. And then I started thinking, you know, the tub always works. Yeah. The tub always is a tsunami of water. And then you try to turn the thing, and the thing just like a hamster pisses on your head. And then you press the thing, and it's still pouring down the thing. And then I thought, wait a minute. I don't take baths. I don't know anyone who takes baths in hotels or in very small quarters.
Not advised.
And by the way, we're at sea. You shouldn't be sitting in a body of water when you're sitting in a body of water. That's called gilding the lily, people. and you will be punished by the Almighty if you do that. So I was thinking to myself, everywhere I go, like every hotel room, like I travel the country. I go all over the place. It's always like a step over the thing, don't slip, try to make the transition from the tub spigot into this thing. Yeah. Don't slip on the way out. And then I thought, who's taking all these fucking baths at sea and at hotels? Yeah. Like, you're here for 13 hours. Like, when I travel, you're at the fucking you think I took a bath at the Detroit Marriott?
Yeah.
No. Fuck everyone in your bath. And then I started thinking the same thing I was thinking when I was next to the chick, not in this room, but next to the chick at the coffee stand. And she was like, out of decaf? And their friend was like, we're out of decaf. Do you want tea? And I was like, fuck you. You don't like coffee. We're out of nothing.
Yeah.
You're out of brown water, bitch. Hit the bricks. But I thought, I think I take 3 baths every 11 years?
You're all going to witness this live. I took a bath on Thursday at the hotel!
What?
I did!
That's how you shit on a point!
You took a bath Thursday
yes,
in Seattle?
I did.
Well, to be fair,
in Seattle.
I did.
He had an upgrade to a heart-shaped jacuzzi in the middle of the room.
So, you mentioned you're not
herpes
good at...
Herpes stew.
You don't have...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm HPV positive. You know
yes,
that?
No. Yeah.
As of Thursday. You mentioned you don't have what Danny Two Sheets has, and to a lesser degree, what Christy and I have, which is we walked up to the hotel. We checked in around 2 o'clock, and we both have gold status at the particular chain. And
ooh,
we
la,
said,
la.
And yeah. Part of the gold status is you got to upgrade if it's available. I said, is there an upgrade available? They said, oh, we're all sold out of upgrades. Sorry. There is the jacuzzi suite. And I said, well, is it complimentary? Yes, it is. Then I'll take that.
Wow. But it was a jacuzzi suite, in which case it's on you if you don't use the jacuzzi.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean,
that's a missed opportunity.
But who here uses the tub in a small hotel room or cabin? And fuck you. And here's my whole thing.
Fuck you.
Well, hold on a second.
It doesn't mean me.
No, what I'm saying is I have this at my house. My kids, you know, my son has a shower in it, and he has to, like, step over the tub. He'll never take a bath. What I'm saying is can't we just go, look, if you want to take a bath, you're going to have to fucking wait until you get home. Like, light a candle, put some salt in there, do something. But here's the thing. You're on the road. You're working. Everyone has to take a shower. Everyone wants to take a shower. Wouldn't we love a dedicated shower? Just a stall with a clear Lucite thing and a door and you one handle and just turn it. It says 101 degrees. You just point the fucking happy arrow right to that and you just take a shower.
100%.
None of the stepping over, shutting the curtain, navigating, negotiating. I actually laid down under the spigot and stuff and I was doing like I was drinking, like how donkeys drink. That's what I was doing. I was like, I called August in. Mike started, like, messing with stuff. It became homoerotic at a certain point. I'm just saying, from this day forth, every hotel room, unless it's the jacuzzi suite.
Which you have. You're obligated
right,
at that point.
Unless it's the jacuzzi, nothing. It's just a shower fucking stall. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That'd be nice.
All right.
No, to that point, Tessa turns 2 next week, right? So we have given her 710 baths or whatever it's been, you know, in the last 2 years. Before that day, we gave her the bath number 1. 0 uses of the bathtub.
0. Yeah. Right. You lived in the house for 7 years.
7 years. Never used a bathtub.
Right.
700 times since the last 2 years.
Right. Don't need it. Fuck that. All right. So decaf, bathtubs, you're out. When I was in Seattle and we got up the next day, I didn't stay in the jacuzzi suite. I stayed in what they call the urinal suite. It's just one urinal. You curl up in a ball, and you kind of just snuggle up against the tile there. And the next day, I looked out my window. I saw a beautiful bridge that went across the river.
Lovely.
And I said, we're in Seattle. I'm going to convene with nature. And I walked across this bridge, which was like too much bridge for the 30 foot of water it had to pass over. But
traverse.
Anyway, it was nice traverse, but I thought it's a waste of taxpayer money, but all right. Fine. I'm glad Seattle wastes money as well. I live in LA. I'm like, all we do is waste money, but all right, Seattle wastes money as well. And then I walked over it and it said a big, big plaque as I entered this path in this beautiful, so like LA is so dry and hot. And it's been all shitty and dusty mm-hmm. and Mexicans blowing around everywhere. And, oh, they go airborne during the, yeah, no, Santa Ana. No, look it up. That's why they call it the Santa Anas because it's, you got to Google that shit. And so I start down this path, and I'm like, this is good. I'm going to walk down this river in beautiful, lush Seattle. It had just rained, and it stopped, and the clouds were parting. And it said, welcome to the Green River Walking Trail. And I said, oh, they named a trail out of after a serial killer? And I was like, Green River Killers. This Green River? Never, and now yeah. I'm walking down this trail, and I'm looking for bodies. Like, I'm like... Is there a runaway or a prostitute? I think I see part of an ass cheek hanging out of that water. And now I'm just walking, looking at this body of water on the Green River, and I thought, we can't do this. We can't name serial killers at a beautiful, majestic pass.
Zodiac Lake.
Yeah. No, but it fucked up my entire excursion, because then I was just thinking...
The Night Strangler Mountain.
Yes, I was like walking going, how many runaways did that guy kill? And did they ever catch him? And what was his name? Gary or something? And then I got back to the hotel. Gary Ridgway, 59. I looked it up. Well, there's this one. By the way, there's always this one. Like, first off, how bad are cops? They're like, well, he confessed to 59. There could be over 100. Oh, I don't know. How about you do your fucking job and we figure this out?
Like, don't take his word for it.
Yeah, but you guys have computers and shit?
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, how many kids you have? I don't know. I might have twins. I might have 18. I don't know. How about I? There's no way of keeping track of such things like corpses. How can you possibly keep track of a corpse? And then there's like, well, yeah, but we don't know who did all this. We don't know if he did this. Yeah, how would you possibly divine that, police officers? Every single fucking one of these, here's how you know cops are worthless, sorry, but every one of these cop shows is always like, no time for backup. They kick out the window and they rappel down the side of the building. Right. Then they do a shoulder roll.
Slide over the hood.
Yeah, and it's a lot of like detectives going like, I got a bad feeling about this one, Bert. And then he's like, listen, man, follow procedure. I'm going to trust my gut. And then, you know, by act three, they got their knee on the guy's back yep. and they go, how's it feel? You know, but in every real cop show, it's like, well, the case went cold. Nothing was going around. So we were eating Mexican food. And then the phone rang. Old girlfriend said they got drunk and started talking at a bar. Next thing you know, we went to his address. Like, that's every real case is solved by somebody got drunk and started blabbing. And we finished our Mexican food and then...
leisurely strolled.
So I had to start thinking about how many bodies this guy had rung up. And because that's what you want to do when you're on the way to a cruise. So we were in the car from Seattle... from outside of Seattle.
From Tukwila.
Tukwila. Into...
A thousand pardons. Willa.
We were
outside Seattle, bedroom community.
Wherever the boat leaves. And I was like, how many bodies? And it was like, well, they say 59. He claimed 80. Could be as many as 105 or whatever it is. And I was like, well, that makes us the leader in the clubhouse, right? Like USA.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
We're in the serial killing. One. But then Mike got on his phone and he was like, oh, no, there's guys in Colombia that have done like 150. Wow. Max Pat, I told him that the internet's a little spotty, but
I got
said,
it.
Colombia,
got it?
That's drug stuff.
That's
though.
Cartel
that's not,
money.
Yeah, that's
no,
not
no, 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 no. Well, you tell me, Max
Pat. Right. The USA is unmatched among the world. So the world's countries with 2,743 serial killers, amounting to 67.41% of the entire world's serial killers
We're
on record.
Number one!
Yeah.
USA! USA! USA!
We did it! We did it, everybody!
USA. We did it.
Max Zapata.
Yeah.
What I want to know is the most by one serial killer. So you're going to have to take... yeah,
come
I know.
On. Come
Just
on.
Assume when you understand me, you never understand me.
Can he told me during the intro song.
Yes. While Chris was singing, I got an IFP and told him. So see if we can figure out who, because I think Colombia has like 150. Right. And they're not, oh, you got it? They're not like drug related.
We're searching.
Pedro Alonso Lopez. Colombia. All right.
Colombia.
So,
guys, we got some work to do.
All right.
That's why was that information at the ready?
That's what I was saying.
Your phone package isn't that good.
Wait, speaking of information at the ready, this young lady here sure knew the guy's name really quick.
Yeah.
Any relation?
No, it was Fed. Fed to by the husband. Yeah.
Makes sense. That adds up.
Yeah. First off, the guy drove like a primered van. Like, what else? What fucking else do you need to know? And by the way, if you drive a van, you're guilty. If it says like A1 plumbing on the side, it's got a rack for a ladder on it, maybe. Maybe I'll cut you some slack. But if it's a kind of a thing where like, it's always, they do a lot of this, which is, well, there'd been 39 runaways. We found the guy. We pulled him over. In the back of his van was the shoe of one of the runaways, but that's all we had. And I'm like, well, that's enough. There's no fucking shoes of runaways, of dead runaways floating around in the trunk of my car. And if there fucking are, I'm guilty. It's like, we just found one shoe. It's not like we found a pair. And they were flats, you know. It's not like they were heels. So we didn't have much to go off on.
Don't rush to judgment.
Don't rush to judgment. All right. Maxipata will find those numbers out. It's funny because I was yelling on the podcast the other week about why Colombia is so scary and dangerous, and that was one of them. Yes?
Right. So if we're going by victim count, it is Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
August is very happy with 138 proven victims,
mm-hmm.
Over 300 possible victims.
Again, great police work over there. So we were sitting around eating American food. And the phone rang. We're eating hot dogs from Coney Island.
Grilled cheese.
Curly fries. And our mom made us some Campbell's soup because it was raining outside. All right. And it wasn't, isn't three out of the top four Colombia?
Yep.
What the fuck's going on in Colombia?
Time to take a deep look inside.
Yes. Yeah. Who's number two?
Number two is Colombia.
Yeah. Colombia.
Top two.
Hey, you guys are to long distance running what Kenya is to long distance running.
Right.
You are to fucking murdering innocent people.
Yeah. Something to hang your hat on.
I like it, too, where they go like, well, what do you think the cause is? Well, there's not a lot of jobs over there.
So you know.
Yeah. Well, I've been unemployed.
What's next?
I think I'm going to take some innocence. Yeah.
You didn't become a mercenary.
No, I think I could fill out an application, not stab a 14-year-old, but okay. And by the way, you don't get paid for serial killing, so it's kind of weird. It's like the economy's really bad. Yeah, so I'll do something for free that burns a shitload of calories. All right, sorry.
So they both had over 100 proven victims. And then the next one.
Hold on. I bet these two guys don't like each other.
Oh, yeah. They're poking Pepsi.
It's got to be like Letterman and Leno.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, Juan Manuel, that guy's a fag. Come on.
You know, shoddy work.
But by the way, as many as 300, my balls. Maybe 85.
They both have over 300 possible victims. It's just 300 plus. So.
Yeah. They both have a good publicist. That's what they have.
What, did he use a gun? Ooh.
I'm killing people from a distance. I use the inside of my fucking arm. Come on.
All right, the number three, Latvia.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
No. That's weird. That's like the Winter Olympics, when a weird country you never heard of, and the guy's like, what's that one? It's long distance skiing with a BB gun. Oh, okay, yeah, fuck it.
Let him have it.
Let him have it.
Yeah, Latvia comes in third with 90, and then Colombia's back with 72.
I swear to God, what's going on in Colombia?
A rich history.
Yeah, it's probably not making the tourism brochure, by the way. We dominate. In what, cuisine?
Art?
Hospitality? Oh, I know. What are those little finger foods you guys make over there?
Tapas?
Tapas?
Hold off.
When does USA fucking hit it?
Oh, we're USA is...
Wow.
Oh, I have to scroll my computer. Hold on.
All right.
I've
grown weary.
Eight. We're eight.
Right?
Oh, come on. We could do better.
49.
That could have been Gary Ridgway, right?
Yeah, that is, yep.
Yeah, all right, so local hero, you know what I mean? Hometown boy, come on, fan favorite. I had this conversation when we were leaving. So we got to the port. We got there a couple hours early. And I wanted breakfast. I don't know what it is with breakfast, but when I want breakfast, I fucking want breakfast.
Yeah.
And
the exact
there's
same way.
So many goddamn rules around breakfast.
Dude.
And here's what I would prefer, because here's what I always get. So I always go in and I go, do you guys serve breakfast? And they go, yeah, we serve breakfast. And I go, oh, good. Can I order breakfast? We're on the lunch menu now. And it's like, I'd rather them just go, what's breakfast? No, we serve nothing but ham and huge blocks of it with no eggs. We do not serve breakfast. But it's always like you have some relationship with it where you just missed it and whatever.
Yep, yep.
And this morning it was, oh, yeah, we serve breakfast, but you just missed it.
Right.
When we were leaving the port, we went to a place that was like, you know, in the bay there. And we went in and I went, do you have breakfast? And the guy said, not on Fridays. It's like, and then he did this shit. You guys tell me if this should be legal, where somebody fucks up and says something stupid and it's insane.
Yep.
And then you question it and they make you the insane
they
person.
Double down, like,
where I go, not on Fridays? Just on Fridays? Today's Friday. How bad could this be? That's so random, not having breakfast just on Friday. And then he does the smug, not on weekdays. And I go, okay, well, that's different
it?
Than Friday. And then he goes, Friday's a weekday.
Oh, my God.
Gotcha. Now I'm the insane guy. I'm the asshole.
And it's the softest of the weekdays. Like,
yes.
That, the weekend could start on a Friday.
Also, this thing of, like, how would this work? Like, if I made myself some fucking scrambled eggs and then my kids came into the kitchen 5 minutes later and went, oh, can we have some scrambled eggs? And I went, I'm sorry, I put the eggs away. We're done.
Yep.
The eggs went into that box that's 4 feet to my left. Yeah, with the door on it and the hinge. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but you come back tomorrow.
Around the same time.
Yeah, try to get here before 10 a.m. I think maybe. Wait a minute, is it Friday? Is tomorrow Friday?
I'm so glad you experienced this because we were in Seattle at the same time, obviously, and we wanted breakfast on Friday before the cruise left, and we were looking up places on Yelp that were close by and like highly rated, and one was like, oh, breakfast only on weekends, 9 a.m., otherwise they open at 2 p.m. or whatever it was. We found a cool place, highly rated, Shaker and Spear down at downtown Seattle. And we're like, oh, cool, they're really highly rated for breakfast. Let's go check it out. Get down there. They close between 11 and 12.
Yes.
They close for an hour.
I just, look, there just should be a decree.
They close.
If you're fucking open, you have breakfast. Yeah. I made this, I used to say all the time when McDonald's cut it off at 10:30, remember their random McDonald's 10:30? And all you fucking hungover people on a Sunday would just be in line and be like, what? And the guy would be like, it's 10:41, sorry, we put the fake ham away, and we put the fake bacon away, and we put the fake cheese away, and we put the eggs. Actually, the eggs are real, but anyway, everything's away. So would you like one of those McGrimmis shakes and filet of fish? And you're like, no, I want a fucking I want egg McMuffin. And they're like, sorry, we put everything away. I always thought if you're fucking enterprising, you just go there every Sunday, the place wherever the most, like somewhere in Wisconsin, wherever they drink the most, and just buy up 45 of those things and just stand outside of the thing. And everyone had pulled up after 10:30 and they're like, sorry, would you like some of our chicken tenders? You'd be like, all right, you want one of these things? $140 and a hand job. I can do you 80 and a blow job. Let me check my laminate wristband here to see just how this works. Like, they would do
it.
You'd make money. I would. I'd go, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Can you break 100? Like, if this guy charged me $86.50 for McMuffin. I would definitely fucking do it. But anyway, they went 24/7, I think, now. And every place that serves breakfast should just go. If you have it on the menu, then we should be able to get it. And by the way, I hate that thing where you put that menu away. Oh, you wanted the breakfast menu. We put the breakfast menu away, and we just have the menu of shit you don't want and you're not in the mood for. Weird sandwiches with bread we've invented that aren't really satisfying. And then you go, and then I like when they go, you can look at the breakfast menu. But
oh,
and then I like the part, too, where they're going to ask. They go, well, let me ask. Hold on. Let me see what's going on back there.
They go in there.
And there's three illegals from Guatemala. Like, Manuel, can we make... Get out of here, bitch, with your eggs. Why don't you tell? Don't ask. Tell. Just go to the kitchen and go, I'm going to fucking tell those guys to make you some eggs. How do you like them? Pasted? I'll do it.
Poached, yeah.
Poached. I'll take care of it. All right. One last thing. Complaint before we get into more complaints, which is the part... where they offer up no information, and this is the person that works in some capacity and knows way more than you know, but they will not venture a guess, which is we're on Southwest. We had to fly in from Burbank. We had to do a layover in Sacramento because our flight was delayed at Alaskan Airlines, blah, blah, blah. And at some point when we're getting off the plane in Sacramento, Mike said to the Southwest stewards, we're going to get on a Southwest flight and go to Seattle. So Mike said to the gal working our plane, who works this route, presumably, quite often, he said, how's the plane from Sacramento to Seattle? Is that a crowded flight normally? And she went, I don't know. Can't tell you. And he went, but is it usually crowded? And she went, I don't know.
Who's
and I
say?
Just thought, just fucking venture a guess, bitch. And also, there is no version of this that boomerangs on your ass. It's not like they shut the door. She said there were going to be 81 and a half souls on the plane. There's 63 people. Mike is rip shit.
You demand answers.
He demands we get off the plane and find her. Where is she? She went to Denver. I'm fucking chartering a plane. Like, just say something. Like, you can say, I don't fly that route, but I think you guys will be good. Like, something a little encouraging. Maybe yep. It'll be a little thin. I bet you'll be able to sit next to each
right.
other. Anything, but won't tell. Is everyone doing this now? Don't you guys feel like you're asking everyone, like, how long's the wait or what's the thing? And they go, I don't know. And it's like, you work here. Why don't you know?
That's all you
everyone,
should know.
Is everyone right. so afraid of getting in trouble, getting sued, getting yelled at, getting fired? Everyone's just like, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm a person anymore.
They are, but do the math. You're getting on a plane. They're going to shut the door, and we're getting on a plane in 2 hours. We got a layover. You're gone, baby. Just fucking throw out a number and give us some hope. Give us something to build a dream on. Just go, oh, that flight, they call that the underage hooker flight. Yeah, it's a lot of, well, not underage, 18-year-olds, but...
barely.
Yeah, they used to fly them over to Gary Ridgway over there for the Green River Killer, and then it just kind of started a trend, and next thing you know... Anyway, it's an awesome flight.
A lot of one-way flights.
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah. Yeah,
don't
Brian.
Don't clap for that.
Don't clap for that.
They can clap for that.
They do that thing too. Like I was yelling about it in the car, where they go like, someone will get all sanctimonious and they go like, "This guy's killing runaways, streetwalkers, junkies, and prostitutes. If he was killing affluent white women, the cops would solve this case." And I'm always like, "Of course they would, yeah. because affluent white women live with guys, yeah. and they go, "Hey, my wife's been missing." Not, yeah. "Oh." Tammy Faye, I haven't seen her since she was 14. She left the front door in Nebraska. I don't know. What is she, 23 now? We don't talk.
I assume she died long ago.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck she is. Yeah. No, I'm not filing a missing persons. Yeah, her pimp can file a missing persons report. Yes, they find people in affluent areas faster because they have people around them that call the cops
right.
the night they don't come yeah. home. Not like, well, it's been 7 months.
Hi, my name's Slick. I want to file a missing persons report.
Yeah.
First name, Diamond.
Yeah.
Last name, I don't fucking know.
Oh. Oh, my suit livery? Well, as you know, the green is for the money and the gold is for the honey. But anyway, let's focus on Tammy Faye here. All right. Do we have some What Can Adam Complain About?
We have questions. We have listener
questions. We have
questions. Questions, yes. How about this? Andrew McGiffin, all the way from Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah,
right here, front
Andrew
and
McGiffin.
Third row center.
Look at that.
Andrew McGiffin. It's awesome when guys are sleeveless and they raise their hands in victory for extended periods of time. And at that point, as someone is sitting next to them, you can only hope that they're heavy-set, well-built guys with huge beards, because that's what you're looking for out of life, right? Yeah! Look at these pits, everybody.
What's your question, Andrew?
I didn't take a bath. Fuck no. And I couldn't figure out how to work the shower. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Well, I'm very drunk, and I asked that question over an hour ago, so this might not be accurate, but What would it take for you to finally leave L.A.?
Word for word.
All right. Look at that.
Hands up in victory again. I'm getting close, and I'll tell you why, because I've never spoke to anyone who moved. I spoke to someone earlier today or yesterday on the cruise, and they're like, I went to Wyoming. It's the best move I ever made. Who was that? Who was I talking about? Montana? Wyoming?
Idaho.
Like,
when, Idaho.
It was Idaho.
Where are you?
And it was like, here's the story.
Coeur d'Alene, right? Yeah, there he is.
Here's the story. Yeah, it's like you pay a third for everything, right? Right. So... Here's a story I've never heard. I've never heard this version of the story. I've never heard I was in L.A., I got tired of the homeless and the crime and the taxes and the property and how expensive everything was. So I moved to Montana. I was there for 2 years. I was miserable, and I moved back to Van Nuys.
What a mistake.
No, it's always like, it's the best. Yeah. I wish I'd done it earlier. It's all the greatest parts. So I think so. You know, it's weird. It's weird getting old because you have to do that. Like, when do the kids get out of high school? Unfortunately, my kids are going to get out of high school and just move back onto the sofa. Like, I don't have that. Well, they turn 18, so we can move to Montana.
Off to an Ivy League.
I feel like Sonny's going to be like fat, walking around with a bathrobe like Tony Soprano, you know. He's going to have his Italian horn, you know. He's going to be male pattern balding.
Stumbles to the end of the driveway to get the paper.
He walks out, it's just feet white, you know, front of the feet facing out, you know, when he walks. Somehow guys with a huge gut have to face their feet out, you know. Lynette's going to be in the kitchen. Santino, do you want eggs? Yeah, bitch, crack me a beer.
It's just a waste of my time. Hey.
I got to get to, I got to turn on the TV by noon because in Florida it's 3 o'clock and that's when the dog racing starts and I got some pretty heavy bets going down. So what do you got? Is that deep dish? Bring it in and bring a couple of cold ones in. And then Natalia's going to be living there with her boyfriend and she's going to be in her 40s and she's going to be talking about, you know, the methadone thing really didn't work out, so we're going to need a little bit more time in the
room. Experiencing more tooth loss than I did.
Yeah. It's hurting my teeth, this methadone. And they said, Dr. Drew said it'd be just like heroin, but it is not. It's like a super bad party version of heroin. And so anyway, I hope you're not planning on going to Montana or anywhere, because we're just going to suck that bank account dry, and then we're just going to flip the house, and then we'll move to Montana. So I think that's kind of more in the cards. Now, if these guys were Doogie Howser and heading off to Brown and Yale, then I think we could, you know, we could blow that taco stand called California, you know, somewhere around, you know, next 4 or 5 years. But I don't suspect that's coming.
Sure.
I suspect a lot of, like, trying to find himself at junior college, you know, the lot of that. So I'd like to. I think it's inevitable. I'm assuming everyone in L.A. eventually is going to leave L.A., and it's just going to turn into a Kurt Russell movie from the late 80s with just homeless guys and insane groups roving around stabbing each other. And Isaac Hayes, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, another question there?
Yes. Second question is from John Mansfield of Mission Viejo. Where are you, John?
Oh, California.
Mission Viejo.
There he is, right there. Perfect.
They're coming.
Kaylin's running.
Kaylin's jogging.
Where is Mission Viejo?
Orange County?
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah, behind the Orange Curtain.
Uh-huh. So it's good over there in Orange County, right?
Yeah, we don't have any of the homeless or Mexicans or anything like that.
So. Oh, now wait a minute.
Too far.
You know I don't.
Off the ship.
You know I don't mind the homeless. Please, come on. That's hurtful.
Homeless are people too.
Yeah.
So my question is, I know.
I do like. Did Obama come by last week and
he was in Anaheim.
Make a stop. I feel like I want to say to Obama, like, listen. there's only really one part of Los Angeles that works, and that's Orange County. So just fuck it. Don't go there. Like, there is one little swatch in the middle of that entire fucking dump that sort of works. Like, whenever we go to Irvine, you can always tell as soon as you get in Orange County. It's like, oh, we're in Orange County now. There's no people hanging themselves off of the freeway overpass and no barbed wire everywhere and everything. So, you know, stay the course, Orange County. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I had to save up like 10 years of vacation just to come here for this, so.
Really?
Wow.
Wow, nice. Well, this is going to be good.
That's Orange County rules.
Yeah.
So I know Dr. Drew went to the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for Hemophiliacs.
Albino hemophiliacs.
I apologize again. Insensitivity.
Yeah.
But let's say he went to Walter Reed Junior
He did
High.
Go to Amherst, and Amherst, their Lord team Jeffs. Name are the Lord Jeffs.
Lord Jeffs.
Imagine some guy in like a velvet hat says, I'll stab you with this quill, good sir, if we don't. Like, that is literally Lord Jeff was the name. Not the Badgers, not the Tigers, not the even the Orange Men, which is confusing with Syracuse, but the Lord Jeff. But sorry, go ahead.
So let's say he went to Walter Reed Junior High instead.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you guys would have been friends?
He's one of these guys. You know these assholes that always they do that thing. Well, Drew's not, you know, an asshole all the time. But he is one of these guys that does this thing, you know, it's that sort of hot chick in high school, like, oh, I was all awkward and uncomfortable, and my problem is I was, like, too tall, and my hair was too blonde and too long, and my tits were too big, and so I was always kind of the other, by the way, the other girls didn't like you. The other girls not liking you is a fucking good thing. It's like, I'm sure everyone on Michael Jordan's basketball team hated his guts because he fucking outworked everyone and scored 63 points a night.
That's dominated. Why
they dominated. Whenever you dominate, people hate you. So, you know, Daryl Hannah, you were dominating when you're in high school. And of course, every girl hates you. That should be, I'm going to tell Natalia when I get home, your goal, every girl in your high school hates your fucking guts. That means you're dominating.
Yeah.
But Drew does that thing where it's like, oh, I was so awkward and I was so uncomfortable and I was so out of place and so whatever. But anyway, I was student body president and I was on the captain of the football team and I was getting laid on a pretty regular basis. And then I went off to Amherst and became a doctor. It's like, oh, yeah. Sounds miserable to
so
me.
So much struggle.
And then he was like, yeah, but internally I was suffering. Like, oh, cry me a fucking river. By the way, Drew was getting laid in high school, which I liked. And the story I always love about Drew is Drew was getting laid a lot because he's a man of exquisite passion, right? He's a very passionate man. And he had to go, he went through a lot of condoms. Like he literally went through cases of condoms, he told me. Yes. Go ahead, Brian. What? Not firing?
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Yeah. He went through a lot of condoms, and his dad was a doctor, and it was like back in the day, if you wanted a condom, you had to go to the pharmacy counter, like summer of 55. Was that the famous scene in the movie?
You had to get it from behind the counter.
Yeah, and so he had to go to the counter, and his dad was a doctor in Pasadena, and so all the pharmacists knew it was a young Pinsky boy coming in there, so he couldn't be like, I was balls deep in my gal this morning, and then I'm going balls deep this afternoon, and I'm out of condoms.
Out of Trojan XLs.
Yeah, and they go, get the pallet jacked, and you rented the pickup truck from U-Haul, right? It's a steak bed. Can we load it from the side? And so that's like what he was doing. So Drew couldn't buy all his condoms from the local pharmacies, and you couldn't get it at the 7-Eleven or whatever, the gay bar or whatever back in the day. So he'd have to go to Chinatown and buy all of his condoms at the pharmacy in Chinatown because to them, every round eye looked alike.
Right.
And they never could pick out young Drew Pinsky.
He benefited from the racism.
He benefited from the race car. Yeah. That was his white privilege, by the way. All right. What's we got one more?
Sure. Luis Maya from Modesto, California. You here, Luis?
Luis?
Is this him right?
there he is.
Luis Maya.
A fan favorite.
Oh, Luis, yeah.
Third-time cruiser, I believe.
I know. Yeah. Luis helped me on my race cars, right?
Yeah, yep. Got my little red wagon with my tools loaded up.
Yeah, he met me at the racetrack. He had his radio flyer, and he pulled it down there to the track. He literally did, and he was wiping the car down and shit. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, how much did I pay you for that?
Beer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Right on schedule.
I'm going to...
Answer the question.
So how's the envelope house coming along, and how much of a pain in the ass was it for the permits and Mexican labor and all that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I only use homeless labor.
Oh, yeah. My family needs jobs.
I'm looking at a new house, which is just a turnkey house, because it's so fucking much trouble with the permits and the soils and the digging and the trickle tests and the other soils and all the regulations and all the fucking insanity, that if you live in California, depending on where you live, and you want to build a house, it's like, well, go ahead and throw away the next 3 years of your life with 1,000,000,000 arguments with your wife, and then a whole bunch of shit with building and safety and plan checks and permits and all the weird, crushing, insane regulation they put on you. So at a certain point, I just found a house that was down the street, and I'm probably just going to buy that. And then we'll have more room for Sonny Soprano to walk around. He's probably going to get that thing where his gut starts pushing out and his belly button starts going the other direction.
Oh, it pops like a meat thermometer.
Yeah, that thing. That is a weird thing. Lynette does that. Christy, well, actually, you got to have a son to do it, because Lynette, because you look at these boys and she looks at Sonny and she loves Sonny. He's a sweet little guy and everything. And he's 12 and she's always like, oh, in a few years, he's going to have hair like on his balls and a boner and zits and get B.O. and be weird.
It's just a waste of my time.
Puberty's just a waste of his time.
That's right.
Like in the shower for 45 minutes. And she cringes.
I'll be right out.
She essentially, by the way, it's nice to stand next to your wife and have her cringe at the notion of this creature turning into me. she's like, oh... oh, with the hair on the ass. Oh, the Yamato brow. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. I am. I have to live in this all the time. This is 24/7 for me. But that's weird. This little butterfly is going to become a caterpillar, and you're married to a fucking caterpillar.
That's right. So,
all right. Should we play the game? Should we do a little Rotten Tomatoes game?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll each be playing for someone in the audience.
Sweet.
Give away some merch to the winner. First, I'll tell you about Tommy John. You guys all wearing your Tommy Johns? They don't give an F. They don't give three Fs. Fabric, fit, and function. Proprietary fabrics perform like nothing you've ever worn. No wedgie guarantee, stay put waistbands. I the cruise is perfect for something like this. You put your Tommy Johns on, go hit the gym, go run on that treadmill while I propel the boat there at 5.6 miles an hour with a brisk run. And they got a no wedgie guarantee. They got the moisture wicking, breathable fabrics designed to move with you. No bunching, no riding up. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Includes a new woman's underpants as well.
They're awesome. Hold on.
Fully in stock. Yeah.
Here we go.
They really are. I own them. They're amazing.
Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Right, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's one more note I just glanced at when I was throwing the copy down.
All right, the theme.
Hold on. Hold on. We got to make fun of Mike August.
There's always time for that.
Take your time.
We're on the plane with the Shetland pony service dog I was telling you guys about. And I do the thing where I always want to know, because it's going to help me make fun of the person later on when they're gone, what does the service dog perform? Providing. What is the service? Because it's always some emotional bullshit. Right. And it's always fucking weird. And it's it oral, as somebody said. So I said to Mike, I said, I don't want to get into trouble. Maybe she'll recognize me. Ask her. Ask her what the dog is for, like what service the dog performs. And Mike goes, yeah, okay, hold on. He goes, hey, is that a service dog? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, okay. And he goes, and he sits down next to me. He goes, she said it was a service dog. I'm like, I fucking know it's a service dog. It's on our airplane. Now
she
you
was a 75-year-old sweet little grandmother.
I know, but now you can't go back and ask what it's for, right?
And you know it's illegal. You're not allowed to ask in Florida. You realize
so,
that.
So says the bitch who was sitting next to us, right? How great was that bitch?
Oh, my God.
She was awesome.
My favorite cruise is Carnival.
She was sitting next to this chick. First off, I fell in love with this woman who was sitting. Of course, there were three of us sitting here. The other one was the chick and the service dog because people didn't want to sit there. And so she's this. First off, I'm in love with this woman. 61 years old, but with the nose stud.
That's good.
And it had that new nose stud smell. Like, I'm like, oh, man, this is a new addition here. And I don't know who thinks this is going to work, but okay. And then the other thing is she proceeds to say that her flight out from Orlando, she had this kid crying the whole time, and she couldn't rest, and she couldn't relax, and this kid was just going at it the whole time, and how insensitive the mother was for not, you know, giving the kid a Benadryl or whatever like that. But the thing that was funny about it is she talked Mike's fucking ear off for 2 hours nonstop, and it was ironic. It was all about this kid that was disruptive and not letting him in. All I wanted to do was look at my book. All I wanted to do was relax. Yap, 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 yap. But
it was her third cruise in 3 weeks.
She chewed Mike's left ear off the entire fucking time.
She's going cruising right now to Alaska.
I hope a fucking iceberg hits that ship. And I hope that she hits the water. Here's my hope. My hope that the bitch with the service dog is on the same crew, the same cruise, and that an iceberg hits the ship, and the ship capsizes, and they both dive into the frigid water, and as they're going to get gaffed onto a lifeboat, her nose stud pulls her. The weight of her nose stud just depletes the last ounce of energy she has, pulls her to Davy Jones' locker, and then the old bat with the stupid dog, she's about to get gaffed on board too, and the service dog paws her and takes her right down to Davy Jones' locker.
Nice.
And the dog!
Loxamana just gave us a nice, encouraging piece of news. Mm. Alaska, number one serial killer state.
Well, there you go.
Oh, now we're talking.
All right, new scenario. I hope they go to Nome, Alaska, and they're enjoying a cock. No, okay. All right. That's what I hope. Then I hope the dog who survives is adopted by the guy who runs the pawn shop with the gimp in the basement and
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, and he has to live in the basement with the gimp for the rest of his life. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Powerful. It's a powerful statement. Who are we playing
for? All right,
for?
You guys ready to play?
We're going to play. We're going to play for people. You don't look drunk, so I'm not playing for you. You look like one of these guys who walks around and decides everyone is weak because they drink too much. He's drunk?
He's really? Just chill.
All right. All right, this guy's drunker, though, right? That guy's drunker? Oh, that guy's passed out. Okay.
Oh, my God!
He is passed out.
Oh, my God! We have a man down up front!
Play for him.
All right, I'm playing for the passed out guy.
Do not wake him up. Do not wake him up. Do not wake him up.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
All right. I'm. Are you guys a couple? You must be proud.
Long day.
I get it.
It's 6:40.
Right. You're right. The rest of us were all airlifted onto the ship at 5 p.m. from the Betty Ford Clinic, so it must be difficult for you. Oh, wait a minute. Did we wake up on the same fucking ship?
Yeah, we all were here.
We're all alcoholics. We just know we can maintain.
Oh, I hope it's elegant night.
All right.
All right.
And by the way, I hope he's okay because those kids aren't going to bus themselves to school come Monday morning. Somebody's got to drive that bad boy. Who's going to operate that huge fucking stop sign that sticks out when he's turning left? All right.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm playing.
All right.
Yes, I'm playing. Okay. I'm playing for, is that your husband or boyfriend? Okay, better. Good. I hope you have many kids.
Only husbands can get away with
two
that.
Two kids. Fantastic. All right. Hey, play date. We're going to work on that. All right. We're doing a play date. No, we are. I got to find one kid that my son's smarter than. I have not been able to. I can't find it in La Cunada. It's all fucking Asians and overachievers. I need some real salt of the earth alcoholic. Good folks. Walmart. I mean, shit. You know what I mean? Trump support. Good Christian folks for my son to play with.
Fetal alcohol syndrome factoring right. in would be great. Really great.
I'm factoring that in. Yes. Okay.
All right.
All right. Secondhand smoke be damned.
Just
sorry,
in the interest of spreading things out, because we had an Ike thing, but they're too close together. You understand. So this lovely lady right here, 1, 2, 3, 4 rows back. Well, yes, ma'am.
There will be merch involved. All right. Yeah. All right.
Brian?
I will play for the young lady in the pink sweater around her neck with the glasses, because she is a speech pathologist.
Oh, that's right.
And held a special place
that's
in
right.
my heart.
I learned that in Seattle.
And she gave me socks that say I'm a delicate fucking flower. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She gave me socks to say ringmaster of this shit show.
Wow.
So far, so accurate for everybody.
I'm guessing this happens quite often. She just put her beer on his forehead. Like, this is... it kind of reminds me, like, remember a few months ago when, like, Pac-Man Jones was thrown down at an airport?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's, like, footage on TMZ of Pac-Man Jones as a DB, defensive back for the whatever, is, like, fighting a dude in an airport terminal.
Girlfriend.
And his girlfriend was like, Pac-Man, not again. Like, no. She literally...
We talked about this. Not again.
Yeah.
Yeah, she obviously... He has done this quite often in her presence. And all I'm saying is
this is hilarious, but can somebody check his pulse?
Right. He's fine. He's a big fan.
Okay. He's about to win the Rotten Tomatoes game.
All right. Let's do it. Let's play the game.
All right.
Let's play the game.
All right. The winner is going to get their pick of a merch item.
Hey, Dawson, bring it down. We got a guy trying to catch some Z's up here. Huh? Fucking big booming voice.
We will have to remember him the next time we do the drunk tank. Because this is a Golden Liver Award nominee, possibly.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think about now, in his mind, he's got his earbuds in, he's listening to the podcast, and he's taking a nap at work,
yes.
Right? And because you know how your brain kind of tests it? He just heard Dawson's voice. Like, it's on some level,
it'll
he heard Dawson.
Yeah,
heard me.
Incorporate.
Right.
Had this dream, Adam Carolla was talking about me.
Right.
Questioning my parenting skills.
All right, because right now we are sailing in the beautiful blue waters of Canada. Mm-hmm. We thought we'd theme this game off of actors and actresses who hail from that place.
Uh-huh.
From the kind maple syrup-sucking communist country. Our first film is a movie Ace should love. It's got cars, speed, some romance, but unfortunately, it's also a pretentious pile of shit made by a man who knows nothing about driving. The Jewel of Canada, Ryan Gosling, stars in 2011's Drive.
Ugh. Angry at that movie.
That's right.
I just like the idea that in modern age, we still, a good wheel man... will get you out of any trouble. Like, right now, if Trump had a Goodwill man, this whole Mueller thing would just go away. Like, this notion, you get into trouble with the IRS, Goodwill man, yeah. You rob any bank, any liquor store, anywhere, you Fort Knox, you just have a guy who can fucking drive a Tercel, and you're home free. So, all right. This is one of those movies that the critics probably love make me angry. I don't know what it is. Ryan Gosling just stands around and looks like he's thinking about something, right? Yeah.
He's concentrating.
Like he's about to cry. Yeah.
All right, can I say this? You guys tell me if this rings true or not. You know how Katy Perry looks like she's always thinking about something stupid? Ryan Gosling looks like he's thinking about something important.
Yes.
I don't think she's thinking about something stupid, and I don't think he's thinking about something important. He may be thinking about what she's thinking about. He may be going, I got to get a bikini top that squirts out whipped cream. And she could be thinking about something exquisitely important, but yet they look like. And he gets a lot of mileage because he just stands there and looks like he's thinking about something important, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely
true.
And
you chicks all buy it. All right. We'll just we'll go on our
honor.
On everyone's honor.
I wrote
here.
Mine down. Just
you
to
wrote
safe,
yours
yeah.
down.
All right.
I'm gonna say the critics like this at 93.
Oh, it's exactly what I said. 93.
93.
83.
It's not 93. I bet the people will be lower than the critics, but I think the critics like it. It made me angry.
Drive is certified fresh at 93.
Oh, oh! God damn it! All right.
Now, in his dream, he was immediately at a bullfight. And the bull just went by the matador.
Whoa.
And
oh, whoa.
He probably thinks he's on a ship. He might know that. Let me see if I can interrupt his rem a little bit. Holy shit, it's Exxon Valdez! Turn! Turn! No? Nothing?
Nothing. Not nothing. A peep.
Let's try this. Drinks are on me!
Woo!
Nothing.
All right.
Brian, what was your score on that? I'm sorry.
Also 93.
That's
also
what I thought.
93.
Yes. Next up. Canadian beauty Rachel McAdams stars and sits alongside Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Killian? In a film about the worst airplane passenger of all time, he won't stop talking, and even worse, he's trying to murder her in 2005's Red Eye.
You ever see this?
Yeah.
Red Eye.
It's good.
Yeah, it's
but
good.
I can't figure out if the critics really got into it or not. And by the worst was the old bitch with the dog. This guy's second worst. All right.
Isn't this the first movie that kind of put him on the map? Like, that's where we first saw him.
Yeah, well, for me it was.
Okay, all right.
Is he popular now?
Peaky Blinders, anybody?
He's pretty well known.
Pretty
well
known.
Oh, shit.
All right, so there's a lot of, like, airplane movies that don't really work out critically. They always try, and it never seems... It seems like, fertile soil for mystery or drama or thriller, but it doesn't always work out critically.
It can't all be Con Air.
But it was good. I saw it in the theater.
I think it's directed by Wes Craven. Is it a Wes Craven movie? Anybody? Okay, I don't know. But it was a good movie.
All right, you locked in, Brian?
I have it written down, yep.
Shit. This could be a, you know... mid-50s or could be a mid-80s. I don't really know. I'm going to say 77.
I went pretty high. I said 87.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm already out of this game and never saw it. 60.
Red Eye is certified fresh at 79%.
Still down. We're minus three, right? Is that where we are? Yeah, 77. All right.
Not bad.
We're going good.
In 2004, lovable stoner and massive Trudeau fan Seth Rogen played an eager cameraman in one of his earlier roles. He worked for a news station set in a town a little warmer than Canada called San Diego. The movie is Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Seth Rogen was the cameraman in that movie?
I don't remember that.
Wow.
Seth Rogen was the cameraman. I love that movie.
It's great.
I do too.
Very funny, very innovative. What's going to make you angry is that there'll be 17% of the critics didn't like it or thought it was, oh, it was too over the top or whatever it is. It was insanely innovative, insanely funny, right? It kept like toggling back and forth between kind of surreal, like when he's playing the flute at the jazz bar. And then just sort of some real scenes in there. All right, that movie made me laugh.
Milk was a bad choice.
I'm going, there you go. The critics had to like it, but because it's a comedy, and it'll make you angry, because a piece of shit like Drive got 93, and when this gets 86, you'll go, fuck you. This movie was so much harder to make. Like,
yep.
What'd I say, 86?
Well, I don't know. What'd you say?
Could it be higher? It was real good. All right, 86.
I think we can all agree this is a classic comedy at this point. This is a great, great comedy. A lot of times the classic comedies, people don't know they're classic comedies right away until years later. We all agree. So I said 71.
Ooh.
Ooh, low.
I said 89. Who doesn't love Anchorman?
Anchorman is fresh at 66%.
Oh, damn you. Damn you, critics.
That's 20 points. I do not have my finger on the pulse.
Don't you? What the fuck? Someone has to explain to critics. You know how much harder it is to make a comedy that way than one of these things where Ryan Gosling pouts for 96 minutes? Just sits there with a fucking toothpick and thinks about shit for long periods of time. And everyone's unnecessarily good looking but still super poor.
Yeah, this is offensive.
Fuck you. Oh, boy. That was just 20 points right there. All right, here we go.
Keanu Reeves is from Canada.
Oh, that's right.
He played a character not as kind and understanding as most of the people in his country are. Mm-hmm. The movie that taught us never to mess with a killer's dog. Yeah. 2014's John Wick.
I don't know. Everyone loves this movie, but the critics can't love it, maybe they did.
Have you seen this?
I've seen bits of it.
You've seen enough.
Let me tell you something. I got angry at this movie when John Leguizamo, who's like his mechanic buddy, he does a thing. They always do this thing. They did the same thing in Cobra, where like the car is your pride and joy, but you slam it into every other car that's on the road and fuck it all up royally. And then John Leguizamo does that thing because screenwriters don't know anything about cars. And he walks up and he goes like, oh, man, radiator's got a leak. Bumper's dragging. What happened? And he's like, drive shaft's gone. And it's like, well, I bet it's still there because he drove.
He did get the car here.
You can say it's running on seven cylinders or it's running lean or it's shot to shit or you can say the radiator's blowing up or whatever, but leave the drive shaft on. Because if the drive shaft is all blown off, you can't actually nurse the car down the road. You'll never make it back to your country estate. Yeah. So just pick another fucking part of the car to not work. But anyway, that's mean. I can't enjoy things because of this. Now, did the critics kind of get into it and appreciate it? Every once in a while, they get into this stuff, and they're like, 75% or 78%. Oh, what if it's higher than Anchorman?
Oh, that would be something.
It's an abomination. Okay.
But people like it, and sometimes critics go, it was good for what it was. I give it a thumbs up.
It also does the thing. I understand there's bad people in the world, but like certain characters have to be evil. Like remember the one guy tries to buy his car? Hey, buddy, how much for the car? Mm-hmm. He's like, sorry, not for sale. Oh, now your wife and dog must die. Mm-hmm. Now I must kill your family. You won't sell me your car.
Right. An almost bone stock 68 fucking Mustang. Go to fucking eBay and pay $9,000, douche. All right. What do you think? Thumbs up, no good. Did you see it? Oh, are we in the 40s? Are we in the 50s? 60? 60? That's fresh. 60? 60? Got the drunkest guy in the world doing semi-4 at the end of the
It's like
hall
Price
there.
Is Right.
All right, I'm going to go 54. Too low? Too low? All right, listen, witch.
Too late, it's locked in.
You better pray. If I go 74, 75. If I go 75 and it's 54, I'm going to dive off this stage like a punk rocker from the 70s and land on you. There we go. So, all right, what'd I say? 75.
70. I'm just learning right now there's a difference between John Wick and Jack Reacher.
Yes, there is.
One of them's little, one of them's tall. They both want vengeance. I've never seen it.
Well put.
Thanks. That's all I gleaned from the billboard. I don't know anything about this. I'm clearly losing. I'm very sorry. I'm going with a, I think, safe 61.
Oh, no.
Adam. Fuck you.
Yes.
I was praying that you would go with 54 because that would have been what they call the knockout blow. Mm-hmm. This is a great movie. I'm going 88, and I could be low. I might
88.
Be low. 88.
No. Oh.
John Wick is certified fresh at 86.
Oh, damn it. Thank you.
John Wick is awesome.
Wow.
John Wick's really fun.
Were we off by one or two?
Two.
Two. Oh, Brian's dominating. All right. Is this the last one?
Final movie.
All right.
Americans fell in love with this Canadian starlet when we first heard her scream. But did we fall deeper in love when she screamed again? Canadian princess Neve Campbell stars in the 1997 sequel to Scream, cleverly titled Scream 2.
This is a Wes Craven movie.
You know, I have my theory about starlets I could fuck one day. I'm about 11 years away from banging Neve Campbell.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have this theory where it's like I'll cross like Charlize. Oh, not Charlize. Charlene Tilton from, okay. from Dallas.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, yeah. Not her.
Yeah, that was very confusing.
Yeah, like ones you remember from the Love Boat from the 70s. Yeah. Some, I think I could get some of them now.
Yeah,
you
like
know
the Falcon
I mean?
Crest folk.
Right. Yeah. All right. This is good. This is tough. Brian's in the lead. He has a good lead, but it's
not insurmountable.
We're gonna have to go bold here. This is a 2. My bold 13.
Oh. Okay. Good. Good.
How many screams were there?
At least 4.
So it did good enough to keep going.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with a hot 44.
I played it safe. I don't remember this being great or terrible, so I said 66.
Whoa.
So someone's going to leap out here.
Scream 2 is certified fresh at 81.
Oh!
Ivan Dawson has numeric dyslexia. It's 18.
Wow.
Now, as the judges are tallying up the scores...
Who won?
Yeah.
We want to let everyone here know... that on October 4th, 2019, the fourth Adam Carolla cruise is taking off out of Miami on Royal Caribbean, Navigator of the Seas. Same boat we're on now, just over there. It's 3 days, the Bahamas and Nassau, which is a weird word. We're also going to Royal Caribbean's private island, Perfect Day at Coco Cay. There was a promo shown last night in the theater. Not sure if you saw it, but if you come to the uppity screening tonight, you will see a promo for it again. You can book in the conference center on Sunday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. And if you are listening to this podcast, go to travelbyparker.com and click on the Corolla logo.
Dawson, nice job. I think the uppity showing's
tomorrow night.
If you're in here, but that's fine.
But the promo for this island is hilariously awesome.
Oh, Sunday. Sorry. It's Sunday night. My bad.
Sorry. All right. All right. So we live in a universe where Scream 2 is 88.
That's crazy. I don't remember it being that good.
And Anchorman is in the low 60s.
All those great comedies get hammered right away, unfortunately.
Why do critics do that?
Except for the Hammer, ironically.
All right, Dawson. Jesus Christ, Brian. I think you may be single digits here.
Shit.
It was really a battle for third.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla coming in at a score of 96.
Oh, man. Started with -5.
That's
did the next one at like 2 off.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ.
Congratulations on the low spot of that podium.
Thank you.
Gina Grad with a 92.
Sorry.
And, of course, that leaves the guy that we all got to feel sorry for because he's got a frickin' brain tumor. Congratulations, Brian. You won again.
What was the score?
57.
Nice. 57.
All right, get the news. Get the news cranked up. I'll tell you guys about the Castrol Edge. Heat, friction, viscosity breakdown. Rob, your engine of maximum performance. You know what really robs your car of maximum performance? No drive shaft. You can't limp home with no drive shaft. Keanu Reeves needs Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology. It physically transforms. Dawson, pot down that mic. Three times stronger, fool.
How much? Three times, fool.
Against viscosity breakdown and leading full synthetics. Castrol Edge, unlock the true performance in your car's engine. All right, Gina Grad, let's do it.
Let's do this. Brian's still savoring his victory.
I know, I'm drunk with power.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gina, Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Oh, by the way, one more thing. I don't know why the Trump tweets reminded me of that, but and I haven't.
We are on a clock right now.
I don't know Trump's. She's shot down some booze, everybody. But I was looking at Obama's tweets, and every once in a while, when you click on the thing, it gives the little byline of like who they are.
Right.
And I hate that we're living in this time, but his thing when it does Obama, it does. Sorry, what was it? Oh, yeah, here
husband,
we go.
Dad,
yeah, sorry. Dad, husband, president. That's third. I'd be fucking president, 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 knows Jay-Z, president. There'd be no fucking discussion of my wife and kids.
That's right.
Zero. But because we're living in this huge pussified world, it's got to be dad, husband. I hate that. No. Fucking when you're the president... Fine. You drive a fucking bakery truck, go ahead and put the dad and the husband and whatever up there first. President, go president, then go Jay-Z, Beyonce, and then whatever after that.
And then if there's room.
Yeah, plays golf with Tiger. You know, there's room.
Shoots with Steph Curry, all
that
cool
right,
stuff.
That's right, all the good shit. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Let's talk vaginal eggs, shall we?
What? Hold on. What is Trump? I'm curious. Is Trump do the dad... husband thing, and if he does, that's just because someone else set it up for him, right?
No, I can't imagine he'd allow that.
No, he's got to do like president, king, emperor, Grand Buddha, overlord, sultan. Yeah. It can't be dad, husband, and then, right?
He'd find that to be very offensive.
Right. Find that, Max Spada. Sorry, where were we?
Vaginal eggs.
Vaginal eggs.
All right, so Goop, we're all familiar with Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle blog.
Right.
That was founded by Gwyneth.
Oh, wait, someone's got it. Number one, bitch.
That's it.
That's it.
45th president. I knew it.
That's it. That's all you need to know. Wives and kids be damned. Yep. All right.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So they're going to offer refunds to California customers to settle a lawsuit filed by 10 state counties alleging the company did not have scientific backing to tout the line of vaginal eggs, saying that was going to improve your health.
Aren't these just a bunch of dingbats who've been rubbing crystals for the last 10 years?
Correct.
Saying, because once I get my chakra aligned, I can go in and get my disability check. Like, what the fuck?
You think all of a sudden they need scientific proof?
Right.
The I regret showing you my aura pictures from New
it's
York.
It's a vaginal egg.
Vaginal egg, so you shove it on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they claimed it would help with regulate your menstrual cycle, balance your hormones, increase bladder control, prevent uterine prolapse. Great band.
Mm-hmm.
These were $66 a pop. And in addition to the refunds and $145,000 in civil fines.
By the way, how is the when you're talking to your gynecologist about... general prep and hygiene, shit you just do on your own.
Yeah.
Is this the equivalent to you saying to your dentist, I take a mouthful of Mike and Ike's and then I fall asleep every night. Every night. I'll chew them like halfway through and then I'll just fall asleep. The next day, some of them are still like whole.
I mean, sometimes I'll brush with maple syrup too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll use maple or sometimes, whatever they have on the syrup go-round over there at the IHOP. I'll do raspberry, boysenberry, whatever. So what I do is I brush with maple syrup, then I take the Mike and Ike's, and then I just fall asleep in front of the TV.
I hop on over to the rock quarry.
Yeah, right. So your gynecologist has to be pissed off if they find out you're putting eggs up your coos, right?
Several gynecologists went on record saying, don't do this. So Goop is formally barred from making claims about its product's effectiveness without scientific evidence and from selling misbranded, unapproved, or just plain falsely advertised medical advice.
Also, it's got to be traumatizing for the kids around Easter because the kids are like, come on, Ma. And she's like, no, you fucking hid that shit. You didn't think.
Oh, you, the Cadbury
remember
bunny.
Last year when you put it in the potted plant? That was nothing.
There's one more egg hiding around here.
Johnny's got 11. I got 11. Whoever gets a dozen is going to get the chocolate Easter bunny this year. Now give it up. Sorry.
Yeah, it's tough
That's
stuff.
That's gross. That's tough stuff.
It's not
I shouldn't have gone there. It's out of line.
Who didn't love the Golden Girls?
Nobody did not.
Thank you. Well, if you love it, this might be welcome news. Golden Girls writer Stan Zimmerman confirmed to Fox News that a new series inspired by the Golden Girls is in the works, featuring four older gay men living together in Palm Springs. It's going to be called Silver Foxes.
Actually, I'm back in.
And guess who was at one of the table reads? These names are not going to surprise you. There's Todd Sherry.
Meshach Taylor.
Hollywood. That would have been, he played Hollywood in Mannequin.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Todd Sherry, Leslie Jordan, Bruce Vilanch, and George Takei.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus.
No networks have jumped on this yet, but they're hopeful.
Yeah.
And they're really going to push for Silver Foxes next season.
All right. I don't know. I feel like we got enough sitcoms.
Gina,
like
we're good for now.
Does your DVR just record that automatically for you, or do you have to physically?
It's a Golden Girls tribute by four gay men. I couldn't be more in.
I know.
All right. Well, if you're having a baby soon, you might want to get this app. It's, you know, Tinder. Well, this is Kinder. It's a new baby naming app. It's taken the Tinder model and flipped it for parents who are looking for a baby name. So you give the app your last name. You tell it whether you're having a boy or a girl or you don't know. Then the app just starts spitting names out and you can swipe left or right. You can even link your partner's Kinder account. So yours, when you swipe together, it lights up green. It's available for Apple and Android, and so for you non-creative folk, or you don't want to honor the memory of anybody, get on Kinder.
This is a good idea.
I have a name-related thought, which is in my room, I did something I've never done in my life. I watched almost a full episode of Star Trek.
TNG, the next generation.
Well, one of the things that happens when you travel is you end up watching shit you'd never watch, and I just went, fuck it, I'm watching an episode of Star Trek. I'm going to find out what's going on. It was the episode where Spock's parents came on board. And
that's a good one.
Yeah, Spock's parents came on board, and Spock and his dad weren't getting along.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't have that many catches on Planet Lame. They were fucking
Vulcan
kids. He wanted to get a stud in his pointy ear.
Sure.
It was rebelling against whatever. They're doing a lot of that stupid, like, nanu-nanu shit. And they do that.
Jesus Christ.
It's always ridiculous, too, because everyone just dresses like costume designers would dress you in the 60s right. or 70s.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, these guys are from a different planet, except they look just like us, but their ears are a little different. And anyway, I was thinking, during the beginning, one of the stars of Star Trek was DeForest Kelly.
Yep.
DeForest Kelly.
It's
the white DeForest Kelly's like the whitest guy on the planet, but originally started with the D, like DeAndre and all the good brothers playing in the NFL.
Right.
So I thought, hey, they appropriated that shit from the white
man. Indeed.
Hey, we took jazz from you guys,
Blues, but
you guys took our D. Talk to DeForest Kelly about that. Anyway, maybe not all thoughts need to be shared. Go ahead. And listen, all you people who know what episode that is are fucking lame. Now, just for a guy who knows that all Star Trek episodes are bad, was that one a good one?
It was, because it gave you a lot of backstory, like the origin story for how Vulcans used to be super emotional, but then they had to learn how to, like, tamp it down.
Well, the backstory that fucked me up is Star Trek came out, like, 1969 or something?
Yeah.
Or 67, they're like...
He's a nerd, get him!
All right. They're like, our five-year voyage, like 5 years, that would have ended in 73, bitches, and I could have a break. I'm an old man now. We're still fucking talking about your shit, and it's still spinning off into other shows. Could you have kept it at 5? Would have been awesome. That would have been. I would have never heard about it after the 7th grade. But yeah. No. All right, sorry.
Not a fan.
Ahead. Not a fan.
Well, believe it or not, there's actually a national award for bagging groceries.
Oh.
Now, the National Grocers Association recently held their annual Best Bagger Championship.
Oh. And I like this.
35-year-old Trevor DeForest.
Holy shit!
Get the fuck out of here!
Mind blown.
Fuck! He's from Iowa. He walked away the winner, outsacking 23 other state champions from across the country.
What entails this champion? I did. This is my job for 2 years in high school. I bagged groceries.
They have to do the move where it's speed, but also if you like put the eggs at the bottom,
oh, yeah.
You
no,
paint a line.
Point deduction.
Wrong.
No, eggs
I hate,
at the
I
bottom.
Hate this. It drives me much like
all right,
a,
the gingerbread house at the bottom.
The eggs,
Fabergé eggs
can go on the bottom. They're in a cardboard container. They can have things on top of them.
Right,
maybe
well,
not a gallon of milk, but certain things.
Well, that's why they
them.
Needed you at yeah, the competition.
That's right.
But
I
the point is
shit.
The point is, I think it's speed, but it's also the right order,
efficiency.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Guys, after this, we're going to bag some groceries. I'll judge. And
yeah.
And I just got called a nerd.
I want to say this.
That makes me a dork.
I like competitions that live somewhere on Earth. Like, the whole thing about grocery bagging competitions is no one's going to go this fast, but... If you're at the Albertsons and you're in town, you hope this guy's bagging that
yeah.
day, right? You're moving along. And like the lumberjack competition, well, nobody actually lumberjacks like that for 8 hours a day. But still, it's how fast can you chop the tree down or
style.
Get the chainsaw out. I don't feel the same way about the cup stacking guys. I'm like, where's the actual application for this? It's not like, well, it's lunch. Well, where are we going to get the guy to make the pyramid out of the cups?
Well, the frat party's over. We got all these cups.
Yeah. While I respect that guy's ability, I don't feel it has a real-world application like this guy.
Not super necessary.
Yes.
So this is judged on speed, personal appearance,
style,
and weight distribution.
Perfect. This
Trevor
perfect.
Walked away with $10,000 and a very handsome glass trophy. And, of course, bragging rights that will last him a lifetime.
Amazing.
Guy who came in second place, Leonard Shatner.
What are the chances?
I don't know, man. It's getting weird up here.
It is. So,
our guy's up. He's up.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
Show's over. Mahalo.
That's good.
How do you feel?
Feel good?
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah, it feels great. I love that.
Good.
A Viking.
Yeah, nice nap.
Literally a vibe.
All right. So if you eat free food at the office, you're not alone, especially when you're not hungry and you're eating it. Studies have found that if food is available and free, people are more likely to indulge, even when they're not hungry at all.
Mm-hmm.
One clinical dietitian says it's a behavioral thing because when things are within reach and they're free, it's a double whammy, very hard to resist. We can't do it, and we try all the time at the studio.
Yes, it's a bitch, and then you have kids, and all that shit comes home. So the thing about it is I try to get on a diet. I live with 3.5 or 4 people who don't give a shit about my diet, and they just mule home stuff all the time. And I can not eat an In-N-Out burger. But I cannot be at home when a bag of In-N-Out burgers comes into the kitchen and everyone starts making love to them around me.
Right.
Then I must eat the In-N-Out burger. I can drive down the fucking highway, not pull into the In-N-Out burger, but I can't be home and not indulge.
No. Yeah,
and
it's
that's the torture.
You're absolutely right.
Right. All right. Let's do one more.
You got it. Well, this seems appropriate for this crowd, so just a little cautionary tale. According to a new study, alcohol is more likely to lead to post-sex regret than marijuana or ecstasy.
Yeah!
Happy sailing, everybody! Researchers travel to nightclubs, music festivals, all over to figure out how alcohol, weed, and ecstasy affect the decisions of 18 to 25-year-olds.
Researchers.
Sure enough, alcohol was more likely than anything to make people feel more attractive and more attracted to others. So the next morning, after the buzz wore off, people were more likely to see the world clearly and regret everything they had done.
Hold on. The chicks regretted it. The dudes were so busy high-fiving they couldn't hold the little pencils they were taking the survey with.
They regretted the bruises on their hands from high-fiving.
Yeah. No.
Oh, and fist bumping, too.
Yeah, dudes don't regret that.
Ever?
No, I don't. I don't.
All right, lucky dogs.
No, there's a regret. They regret it like guys who regret robbing liquor stores regret getting caught. They don't regret robbing liquor stores. You know
what
I'm saying?
That makes sense, yeah.
So, no, but it's still for that half.
Ladies, just understand that Monday is going to come very quickly and this boat will eventually port. So just make good decisions.
Woo, but what happens on dude-on-dude gay hookup?
Oh, shit.
One guy's got to, or do both guys, or do neither
very
guy?
Good
neither.
Question.
Neither regrets, right? Mm-hmm. Neither
we have
regrets.
An expert. He says no. Yeah. No regrets.
A lot of authority. No.
By the way, when you announce you regret it, aren't you just saying I'm the better looking one of the two?
That's the subtext. Yeah.
There's never a guy like when you just go, I regret having sex with this stranger, you're basically calling the stranger ugly. Yeah. Yes. Right?
When I banged that supermodel, what a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, my cock still smells like Victoria's Secret. All right, let's bring it home, Gina
you
Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Ah, one more Simply Safe. I hope you guys all have Simply Safe. You could actually pull it off and put it on your room here. That's how good it is. Prepared for everything, like the storms that are blowing around out there, lines getting cut, keypads getting destroyed. You need to be ready, and that's Simply Safe, just $14.99 a month, no contracts, no hidden fees. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. Go today to Simply Safe. That's two I's in there, simplysafe.com/Adam. We all have it. We all use it. Let's see. Gargis uses it. I got it.
I got it.
Pattis uses it. Dawson. You got it now. Dawson has it. That's simplysafe.com/Adam. All right, you guys have been fantabulous as per usual. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Gina Grad and Bull Bryan saying, mahalo!
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Thank you so much for coming out to the cruise, ladies and gentlemen. Got to tell you that we have to be out of this room by 7:30. It would really help if you grab your trash on your way out and bring it with you, please. Also, we do have merch set up in the lobby. If you want to take a picture with the Ace Man, we'll do that. But after you take your picture, since we're in the lobby, hurry up and get on out of here. Oh, yeah. You guys got it. Thank you so much. Drunk on a boat.